Now, Australian researchers are recruiting volunteers aged 40 plus living with severe emphysema for their study of a new two-stage procedure for the devastating lung disease, and they're needing it to do it by October 2022. COVE is an Australian study investigating the safety and effectiveness of a first-in-human procedure for those living with severe emphysema who have collateral ventilation, airflow between lobes of the lung which bypasses the normal airwaves. And I thought I'd get somebody to chat to about that. I'm joined now by Dr. Colin Chia from the Launceston Respiratory and Sleep Centre. Good morning, sir. Great to talk to you.
Morning, Cameron. Thanks for having me this morning.
You're welcome. So, just get the background. What sort of triggered the researchers to do this particular research?
So, yeah, there's a lot of thought behind this research, and there's a lot of clever thought behind it. So, it all started off with the intervention of lung volume reduction to improve the outcomes of a very severe condition. In lung disease and emphysema. Essentially, lung volume reduction has very good outcomes in properly selected patients, but one of the major selection criteria limitation was always collateral ventilation. So lung volume reduction is aimed at trying to improve the mechanics of how the lung functions and works, but it can only do so if it can isolate certain segments of the lung which are damaged, and by collapsing or isolating those parts of the lung, the remainder of the lung can breathe in a much more efficient mechanical way.
Yep.
But if there is collateral ventilation, this prevents us from isolating the abnormal parts of the lung, in which case then we are limited in how many people are eligible to undergo this very effective procedure. This study, however, is trying to circumvent this limitation by essentially closing off the collateral ventilation surgically before we do an endobronchial procedure or a procedure to try and isolate the disease segments of the lungs to effect that lung volume reduction.
Sounds pretty complicated. There's a lot involved, but I gather that it isn't. Is it a simple procedure?
Yeah, I mean, it's not as complicated as it sounds.
No.
So it's a two-step procedure. Essentially, the study aims to complete the fissures, so they close off the fissures surgically, and it's done laparoscopically, so it's through keyhole-type procedures. And by closing off the fissures initially and demonstrating success, they can then go in and do an endobronchial or a day procedure type intervention to place valves within the lungs and collapse the lungs thereafter.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just talk a little bit about emphysema in general, because we are the main thing is that it's often and pretty much commonly known as being linked to smoking, but I gather that's not, you know, it's not just smoking that results in people getting emphysema.
Not at all. So I mean, smoking is the leading cause.
Yes.
Having said that, there are multiple causes. I mean, a simple way of thinking about emphysema is just advanced lung aging. Essentially, if you expose the lung to any sort of inhalational injury, you'll get lungs that will then deteriorate to the point where it becomes emphysematous. And if we all live long enough, we all eventually get emphysema, because it's just the lung aging, essentially. It's just that if you inhale certain things, you bring that forward.
Okay. What are some of the symptoms we should look out for?
Well, so emphysema is one of these silent things that creeps up on people.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult one because, I mean, the commonest is obviously going to be breathing specific. So you're breathless, you have a cough, you have exercise limitations, you have a diminished quality of life, and that you're not as active, not as functional, not as able. But more often than not, these symptoms creep up on you, and your ability to sort of detect that sudden change is not as obvious, but if we took a group, we'll find that they're clearly quite impaired.
Sure. Okay. And I believe you're looking for a number of people to volunteer their services. How many people were you looking to recruit for this research?
So this study is hoping to start with 20 patients, and so this is what they're hoping to achieve in this time frame. And considering the prevalence of around, the number of patients that are potentially eligible, that shouldn't be a difficult a number to acquire.
So how do they go about doing it then?
Well, basically, there are different ways of getting in touch with this study. Myself would be one, but there are direct links that people can sort of contact to make themselves aware. The principal investigator, Dr. Naveed Alam, actually consults in Tasmania and in Launceston every fortnight. So, again, they can have a direct input from him, from the principal investigator himself, and have direct clinical interviews with him.
Okay, so is there a website of details that people can go to get onto the research and to volunteer their services?
Yes. So there are links that can be provided. Yeah.
So can you just give that to us now, or
So there's covestudy.com.au is the webpage, or an email, which is info@covestudy.com.au.
Excellent. Now, just on a side issue, is there, I mean, we hear all about it being a disease that is basically fatal. Is there a treatment to, what's the treatment to prolong life a little bit more in relation to emphysema?
So emphysema is, as you've pointed out, a fatal disease, but it's also all the diminished quality of life years that you accumulate as well. There's not very much interventions that's available to improve survival once you've got emphysema, and that's why it's quite exciting that there are interventions like lung volume reduction that can improve survival. I mean, we've got our standard usual care, which is, using inhalers, ensuring that we diminish any sort of risk factors in terms of smoking or infections. In particular, pulmonary rehabilitation is also a nice intervention that's very important in this group. But realistically, our current interventions are quite limited.
Sure. All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Well, thank you very much for joining us tonight. And today, mate, I know you've got a busy schedule on you, so we appreciate your time.
No, pleasure, Cameron.
Thanks okay. Thank you, Dr. Chia. Dr. Colin Chia joining us this morning from the Launceston Respiratory and Sleep Centre here at 7XS.